Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. What happens when a powerful attorney witnesses what he describes as a miracle? How does such an experience influence him? This is the story of Michael J. Green, and Associates. We pause for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. Well, dear friend, it's to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you and knows you. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through right now, dear friend, there is always hope in Jesus. And the one who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. There he shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And yes, today, the living Christ reaches out to you, the living Christ who has touched the heart of Michael J. Green, is reaching out to you, dear friend. Will you turn your heart to the Lord? Open your heart to Jesus. That's our prayer and our hope. Michael J. Green's law practice, Michael J. Green and Associates, spans more than 35 years of experience with more civil and criminal law trials than any law firm in Hawaii, including over 1,000 plus cases in 22 states. 300 cases taken to verdict and victories in high-profile cases featured on major media programs. This is a pre-recorded interview. Open your hearts. Lani Ka'a and I will be back with a few thoughts in a moment. Michael, welcome to our show.
Well, I can't tell you how happy I am to do this. It's been what's happened to me over the years. I'm going to try not to get too emotional. I've never spoken publicly about Jesus Christ and what he's done for my family. But what's happened to me over the last 6 months or so, and the awakening I have had about Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, has been, there's no other explanation for what happened other than the Lord. And I can give you how it began 36 years ago with just things that happened to me, some testimony, and then how it just wasn't very important in my life other than I did believe in Jesus Christ. And I eventually had water baptism, but it still was, I'd go to church on a Sunday and didn't think much about the Lord until maybe the next Sunday. But things have happened, and it's there's no other explanation for the miracle that God has brought to my family.
Well, I wanna go back 36 years. Actually, Michael, let's go back even before then. Where did you grow up?
All right, so I actually moved to Chicago when I was 10 years old. I had my parents had separated. I really didn't know my father. I didn't meet him for 30 some years. They left when they separated when I was 2, and I met him actually. I was doing a capital murder case in Pennsylvania, and it was publicized, and one thing led to another. My real name is Michael Miller, and I was adopted by a stepfather. But that was in the Chicago days, and I was there in Chicago my entire life until I met Estelle, my wife, and a local girl working, dancing when she was a teenager, wound up in Las Vegas, met her there, dated for years, and then she moved back to Chicago with me or outside the suburbs, and then finally she, strong Catholic, decided that she and the children needed to know their culture, and we've been here ever since. My son's in California trying to be in the film industry, which is difficult, but our kids are here, and they've been very strong, very, very strong Christians.
What would you say in those Chicago days, starting at 10 years old when you moved there, as a boy, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's an expression, if you make two good friends in your lifetime, you're fortunate. But what happened was, I never got along with my stepfather very well. He was much older than my mother and provided a home for me, you know, a roof and food. He was able to do that, but he certainly didn't understand young people, and we had a very tenuous relationship. There was no father-son relationship. And then, you know, what happened was when I went away to school, the man that I met in this fraternity I was in have remained close to this day. There's about a dozen of them, and we speak, and we've lost a couple over the years, but, you know, they have influenced my life. When I was away at college and I came back here, and no family. Mom was in New York and spoke with her very seldom, she's no longer with us. So it's been my best friends. And as I said, some of them, one in particular, Estelle and I, those were our closest friends. And in fact, I spoke to them yesterday. They called to find out how she was doing. But there was no religious influence whatsoever. My mother made me go attend temple. I was two Jewish parents, and at 13 I was bar mitzvahed, and that's the last I had to do with a synagogue and Jewish culture, although I certainly don't deny, and I the Jewish culture to me and heritage is important, my wife has always referred to me as a completed Jew when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, but really no particular person, just friends of mine, and we've remained close over the years, 50 years of friendship.
When were you inspired to become a lawyer?
Well, you know, make some people not very happy who served our country proudly, the men and women, because I was at college barely passing anything. I was a terrible student in high school. University of Illinois in Champaign had to take me because I was a state resident. I was a member of this fraternity, and it was just a joke. I mean, I barely passed courses. I had a C average, I didn't do very well. And then when I graduated, a lot of the guys that I was in school with were pre-med, pre-law, guys a lot smarter than me, and they went off to law school when they graduated, and a lot of them were flunking out. And my best friend, the guy I talked to over the weekend, still best friends, he was getting his master's degree, so we moved out of this fraternity house. We went and lived in a trailer park. I was selling sick and accident life insurance policies, and if I sold two or three policies, I'd go play golf for, you know, a few days, and I'd go sell some more policies, and he's writing his master's, and one day I walked out to the mailbox, and there was a letter from the draft board. We're talking 65, Danny. You know, greetings, Vietnam. We'd like you to go serve in Vietnam. And I'm not proud of what happened, but because of the men and women who served, who died, and who gave us all of our freedoms. But, you know, I panicked, and I'm trying to figure out, oh, my God, how'd they find me at a trailer park? And I went down, and people said, you know, if you get into law school, it's a deferment. You're deferred for the 3 years you're in school if you don't flunk out. So I found a law school, Chicago Kent College of Law, that didn't even require LSATs, the exam. They flunked out a lot of kids, a lot of men and women, young men and women. But I studied 7 days a week, 7 or 8 hours a day. I bartended on the weekends to pay for this little studio apartment I had. And the tips on the bar was what paid for my law books. And then right after that,
You're listening to Michael Green, attorney in Hawaii. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a'a here at the Good Life Radio Show. You're listening to Michael Green. It strikes me the way he speaks with such candor when he talks about the deferment and law school. Lani, what are you taken by when you hear him?
Yeah, I'd have to agree that transparency, one of the first things he said when he opened up is, I've never spoken publicly about Jesus Christ. And then he followed up with, I've had an awakening. There is no other explanation. It just sort of set the stage and I think the tone for truly something amazing that's happened in his life. And he is bubbling with the desire to just share. And the transparency, I think, comes from a sense of wanting to tell it all from beginning to end. And I think I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what he's willing to share. And I'm excited because he's being so transparent. I think it is a little interesting that he's talking about, law school as a way to get out of going to the military. I'm sure he's not the only one back in the 60s who were looking for, who was looking for a different way. But it might have seemed strange to him, but you look back on it and you know it was the Lord trying to move and change and direct his path into something that he's gifted to do.
Well, and he has so much more to share. And he talks about how God has worked in his life and the life of his family. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Michael Green here. Michael has been a trial attorney in over 1,500 jury and non-jury trials. I mean, the scope of these cases include criminal defense, medical negligence, catastrophic industries, products liability, so much more. He's appeared on 60 Minutes, 2020, and been seen in Sports Illustrated. I'm talking about none other than attorney Michael Green. When we come back, we'll hear more from him about a miracle that has taken place in his life that has changed him. More from Michael Green when we come back. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, sometimes things happen in our lives when we experience things that are, on one hand, somewhat indescribable, and on the other hand, it's so pivotal that it changes our outlook. It changes who we are. It changes who we become. Today, we are joined, very privileged to have attorney Michael Green with us. Danny Yamashiro here with Lonnie Ka'a. This is a pre-recorded interview with Michael Green. Listen to him. Feel his heart and open your heart to what the Lord may be saying to you in this time. Lonnie and I will be back in a few moments with some thoughts. Here's Michael Green.
I studied 7 days a week, 7 or 8 hours a day. I bartended on the weekends to pay for this little studio apartment I had, and the tips on the bar was what paid for my law books. And then right after that, I graduated. I got another letter from the draft board. And then, you know, I wrote them, I'm taking the bar exam, and they deferred it again, my physical. Then I passed the bar exam, and then they wrote me again. And eventually, one thing led to another, and they missed me by about 2 weeks on my 25th birthday. And I'm not proud of that, but as I said, I mean, I now know there's a reason for everything. So law school because of Vietnam at the time, became a lawyer, worked for legal aid. I spoke Spanish a little bit from college and high school, and they put me in the barrio. And then from there in the west side of Chicago, all black street gangs. It began. My representation shortly after that of, I would say, virtually every street gang, some of them, of all the street gangs in Chicago, Puerto Rican, Latin Kings, Latin Queens, Disciples, Black Peystone Nation, largest black gang in the country. And I did all of that, I mean, for years. And then Miami with Colombians and Cubans, with boats and planes of dope, death penalty cases, drug cases in the South, mules coming out of Miami with dope and guns and worked for this cartel in Durango and did a lot of stuff. Did a lot of stuff, flying out in planes to different cities. But what's more important to me, if it's okay with you, Danny, and the people that are listening, is to explain what's most important to me now besides my family, and that's Jesus Christ. And how it began, which is really... My youngest, Liana, who's now 37, and she's probably listening and said, no, Dan, I'm 38. But I keep every year I try to say she's younger. But when she was born in Chicago, 80 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor, I went through, as close as I can figure, it's like some women going through postpartum depression. Something happened to me, and I just... Every time I looked at her, I cried. I was having kind of a breakdown. In those days, I lived in a Jewish neighborhood. My friends were all Jewish. There was one Catholic guy I knew, a guy named Avery Harris, that went to catechism once a week from elementary school, and I just figured it was a good way for him to get out of class. I didn't even know what he was doing. But I remember when we would play sports after school or on the weekends, Avery would be there, our guys would be there, and once in a while I would yell, Jesus Christ, what are you... And he would really become upset. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with him? Well, the point being that I had... The word Jesus Christ never came out of my mouth as a religious person, as who he is, who he was, and what he meant to people. Never come out of my mouth. Except when Liana, the young one... When I was going through this terrible depression, I didn't know what to do. She was a year, but I was breaking down. I couldn't look at her at the time without crying. And my wife was concerned, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And one night I came home from the office. I had a law practice there, and I had lawyers and a regular law practice. And one night I was coming home, and I really thought this was one of the worst drives home I've had. I was already crying before I got to the door thinking about Liana. I mean, my other kids were okay. They're wonderful. There's my son and daughter, but something happened. And I walked into the house, walked right past my wife and kids, walked past Liana, who was, they had her somewhere, you know, in a little crib type of thing. Or no, at 1 year old, she was walking by then. I walked past all of them, walked into my bedroom, closed the door, and fell on my knees and started praying to Jesus Christ. Please help me. I mean, the words to come out of my mouth, Jesus Christ, please help me. It was as foreign as anything could be with my culture, my history, my friends, my family. My wife is going to church. She's a strong Catholic, taking the kids with her. And there I am crying and praying to Jesus Christ. And things didn't change immediately, but they changed. And I tried to learn. I didn't know the difference between Catholicism, Episcopalians. I didn't know anything about it. I just figured if you're not Jewish, you're Catholic or Christian. I wasn't thinking about Asians and those different cultures. So we then eventually moved to Hawaii, and we joined a church here, Easter Wild Christian Church, and the pastor, in fact, I just talked to 2 weeks ago, who baptized me, Dick Worthington. I was trying to learn. I didn't know. But I listened, and I'd ask questions of him and about Christianity. My mother-in-law was a strong Catholic. She kind of, even though I know she missed her Sunday Masses, but she went to this Christian church with us, and I started to know a little bit more about myself and certainly a little bit more about Christ. But not to the point where it was a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, one of the things that I just mentioned the other night is that, you know, you go to parties in Hawaii, and whether it's an affair for somebody or a birthday party, a luau, whatever it is, somebody will introduce the person who's gonna lead us in prayer. And, of course, it begins with please bow your heads, which didn't mean much to me other than I bowed my head as a respect for the prayer and for the Lord. But when this is what I've gone through now with my wife and family, I bow my head for many, many things. The right to breathe, to live, to feed your family. It isn't just before they're going to start dancing or playing music and go to the buffet. The fact that you drove down there safely, God willing, you go home safely, you bow your head for everything that led you to that day. And I could not be more serious about that. I mean, aside from I read the Bible now, I try to read a little bit every day. But so then my wife got sick. She's in a coma paralyzed twice. And I will tell you, and I have not, to you, Danny, to your listeners, what I'm about to tell you, there's not the slightest doubt in my mind. You know, one of my friends years ago was a guy named Lee Strobel. You probably have read his books. Where he was going to divorce his wife because she wanted to go to church and he didn't want Christ in his home. So instead of divorcing her, he decided to prove to her that there was no such thing as a resurrection. And after 2 years plus, he knew that there wasn't a question ever about the resurrection and Jesus Christ and everything he has meant to all of us and what he died for and who he died for. So now she's sick. And I've had cases over at Queens and Straub. I got very sick last year, and they saved my life. I had sepsis in the blood and the urine, and I was close to not making it. The guy saved me there. And but she knew a doctor at Polymomy. He was a gastroenterologist, and she had some issues with that. And he studied under her doctor in Seattle, and we would take a spell there. But and then the infectious disease doctor to help me had privileges at Polymem. I didn't know anybody, really. And it saved her life to be in that hospital. I can't even begin to tell your listeners what they read, what they believe, if they know anyone that they loved that wound up with COVID. The isolation of being away from that person. Can't talk to him, you can't touch him, nothing. And they lay in a bed somewhere, if they're conscious, and thinking, what happened to my family? Have they given up on me? It tears your guts out.
Wow. tears your guts out, talking about isolation, COVID, and something that more and more people are experiencing, talking about, not just from a distance, but becoming more and more personal. Lonnie, as we begin to hear Michael Green talk about Estelle, her predicament, her health woes, when you hear him, and you know the family, what do you hear the Lord doing in his life?
Yeah, you know, I do. I do have the privilege of having known Liana since she was very young, and not really knowing her father, but having met him a few times. And he's such a strong, strong person, very determined, skilled at what he does, obviously, successful, powerful, quite intimidating. And when I listen to his voice now, there's truly been a slow but sure relationship that the Lord has built with him. And I look back on some of the things he talked about, the movement, you know, the toughness he must have gained by being a representative, legal aid, street gangs in Chicago, my goodness, street gangs in Miami. And then one child comes into his life, and all the toughness in the world can be gone, can be broken down by the love of a little child. And I found that such a precious thing. And how the Lord waited and met him where he was at the right time. And that's what's striking me.
And Lonnie, it is so, don't you think, when we experience someone that we love, someone that we care so deeply about who is suffering. Words really cannot express the depth of anguish and yearning we feel, and then to hear about God and to see God enter into that situation. Perhaps you, dear friend, are in a moment like that. And this program with Michael Green is a reminder of God's work in your life. Well, that's probably one of the reasons why he's with us today, to share, to remind you that God has not left you alone, but God is at work, even in ways you cannot see. A message of hope. When we come back, more from Michael as he shares about the miracle that God did in his life, Estelle. Yeah, we talk about miracles. Do miracles still happen today? Does God still do the supernatural work? Things that even the experts, the professionals, the well-trained cannot explain, because it's beyond. The Lord is still able and still does those miraculous works. I believe he's preparing to do something in your life today too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Michael Green is currently a member of Who's Who and a current delegate for the Ninth Circuit for United States District Court. Court District of Hawaii. From 2005 to the present, he achieved record-setting multi-million dollar jury verdicts in numerous cases. Today, he joins us to speak heart-to-heart about his wife Estelle, his family, and the way the Lord Jesus Christ has worked in his life. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Lani Ka'a. Here's a pre-recorded interview. We continue with attorney Michael Green.
If they're conscious and thinking, what happened to my family? Have they given up on me? It tears your guts out. This hospital and one of the doctors put together a medical team. Unbelievable. I asked permission to mention his name, Dr. Kiley's. The hospitalist who started with her. And I know darn well he was told, don't give the Greens that much hope. Don't give them that much hope. Because his glass is always full. There's a whole list of this team that Dr. Pollard, he was over yesterday. They come to my house now. But anyway, we had this team. And they saved her life. Jesus saved her life. It is a miracle. On her back, eventually with a tracheostomy. I stay over on the weekends. The daughter stayed over during the week. And watch her go through this and trying to breathe. And trying to get better. And the doctor's there continuously. And one day, when they come in to try to give her physical therapy, woman hadn't sat up in 90 days. One day my daughters were calling me, crying. Mommy just stood up. I said, what are you talking about? They put her on the edge of the bed where they've been working with her for 4 minutes, just sitting there, trying to catch her breath. The poor baby got shingles while she was in there. She's still suffering from this horrible pain every day, every night. Mommy stood up. She sat down and she stood up again. And then she took 3 steps with some assistance to a wheelchair. She sat in the wheelchair for 20 minutes. So when I saw the doctors and the nurses, they said to me, that's medically impossible what she did, okay? Michael, it's not possible. You can't stand up. Your legs can't hold your weight after being in bed that long. I said, well, it's not impossible for one person. Everybody in this room knows who did it. It was Jesus Christ. We had people praying all over the world for her. A church that I represent in Davao City in the Philippines says they're in 7 continents. They I saw the pastor on TV here. It's asking people to pray for Estelle Green. They fasted, some of them. God put her on her feet. The doctors, the hospital that let us touch her, that found a way to make everybody safe but allow us to go into her hospital room. The team, I cannot, Danny, tell you that God was there. And then, you know, when your loved one says to you, I'm going home today, right? I'm going home today. And they're not going home today. Will they ever go home? And you don't know what to say because you don't want them to lose faith and hope. And I'm watching my wife pray for the blood of Jesus to wash her. The Holy Spirit, I pray every day to come down. So finally, she comes home. But I have to tell you, before, this is as important as anything in my life, before she came home, maybe a week before, Danny, she's a pastor from New Hope, called my family, my daughters, and said, I'd like to see Michael. And I'd like to come over and see him. And he came over one afternoon, late afternoon, and I wasn't sure why. And when we started speaking about my going to my knees 36 years ago and praying to Jesus Christ and how he became a businessman making six figures a year, how he came to the Lord, and different things that happened to him that only God could have done. Couldn't afford to leave his business where his wife is pregnant and become a minister over in Kaneohe, Dave Barr. And something happened where someone was able to give him a stipends every year that just happened to match the same amount. But the point is that when he started talking to me, he started crying. He welled up in tears, and I said, Pastor, he said, Michael, when I came to your front door, I will tell you the Lord is in your home. Oh, I'm sorry. So,
it's okay.
There was no doubt in my mind that God was in my house.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't the slightest doubt, and there was no doubt in his mind. And then something happened a little while after he was there, and we thought my wife was having a bad moment, and he prayed, which I knew. We were all going to pray when the pastor came in and when he left, but the prayer was very pointed towards this physical condition that we thought she was going to suffer, and she was okay. And, Waxer Timpton marries us. I mean, we were married 44 years in this past November, and the hospital let the doctors, two or three doctors, the pastor come in. My daughters fixed up my wife. Her picture was all over the country because that's who she is. And he married us. And you should have seen the doctors, the respiratory people crying, coming to see my wife and saying what she has brought them to Christ. When she sees us praying every night before we separate, when she was in the hospital, and that depending on which son or daughter, me or my kids would stay over that night, untold. Now, one other thing I just want to add, Danny. I don't mean to be rambling on about this, but he is so important in my life. We have nurses that come over at various hours of the morning, 8 o'clock this morning, they stay until 8 o'clock at night. So there was a nurse that came over the other day for the first time, and we talked about her. Her parents are ministers, and she's just working hard. Her kids are in California, and she's trying to make ends meet. And when she left, she came into the bedroom to say, I have to tell you that I've never experienced what I see in this house with your wife and the love and the prayers. And your wife reminds me of she talked about someone biblically, and it just jumped out of my head. I thought it was Psalm 31. I could be wrong. But anyway, so she went and started talking biblically about Christ and my wife and what she represented. And then she was there yesterday.
You're listening to Michael Green as he speaks about God's work in the life of his dear wife, Estelle. He talks about how ministers have recognized the presence of God. Lonnie, how does God allow his presence to be manifest in the lives of people, especially during times of suffering?
Yeah. You know, I thought of that very thing as he was speaking. And you know what stands out to me more than anything as I listen, because I have personally experienced that kind of touch and go, life and death, hospital situation. that even though it's so difficult, to put it mildly, Michael Green had hope. He constantly had hope. And I think that is the manifestation of the Lord. It is not just hope, it's faith, which is a gift of God, the word says. It's not something we conjure up ourselves. But as we wait on him and trust in him, it is his gift of faith that gives us the hope to push forward every day. And that's what I hear over and over again in these examples and these moments that he's been walking through, is this increased faith, this increased hope.
I resonate with you, Lonnie, as you say that. And I sense and hope that one of our listeners, a dear listener right now, is being infused with that same or similar kind of hope, that belief that God is at work, because he is, even in ways we cannot see. And that's where faith comes in. And then we see the Lord marvelously, miraculously at work. When we come back from our break, more from Michael Green in our final segment, michaeljgreen.com. You know, his career as an attorney has been full, providing the finest legal representation possible. But we can easily see the professional Michael Green and miss the humanity of what the needs are, the yearnings are, the hopes are, where God can intervene. And dear one, I think this is a moment for you to open your heart to the Lord, even as Michael Green has. We'll be back with more from him when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Michael J. Green is our guest today, speaking from the heart in ways that reflect someone who has been is truly touched by the Lord. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, along with Lonnie Ka'a. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about Michael Green, michaeljgreen.com. And now here's more in this final segment with Michael Green. Lonnie and I will come back in a few moments with some thoughts.
She came into the bedroom to say, I have to tell you that I've never experienced what I see in this house with your wife and the love and the prayers. And your wife reminds me of she talked about someone biblically, and it just jumped out of my head. I thought it was Psalm 31. I could be wrong. But anyway, so she went and started talking biblically about Christ and my wife and what she represented. And then she was there yesterday. And when we prayed again, the kids put this prayer about the Holy Spirit, this song, and this nurse started singing. But a voice that came from heaven. I'm not being overly dramatic. This voice was the most beautiful sound, and we all were stunned. I was a little bit more than just stunned when I heard her, and she said, I have not sung in years. God brought her to that house for that moment to care for my wife, to pray for us, pray for her, and sing that prayer she sang. I hope to God we're out of the woods, but you know, we're still fighting every day. This disease is a terrible, terrible disease. But you know, it's, I just want to mention to your listeners that I was never religious. I mean, I respected and honored Christ in the sense of my baptism. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, but that was kind of like, you know, that was a Sunday baptism. And after that, I mean, I'd listen to prayers and I'd never read the Bible. And my sister-in-law's husband, Ed Buck, got me this beautiful Bible. And I read it now, but the people that I can only tell them that if they believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I would beg them not to take it casually. You don't want to have to pray to him, to the Lord, and ask for help when you're down and out. If you have him in your life at all, keep him in your life. He should be part of your life every day, so he knows that he's not just there when you need him the most and you're hurting, because he gave up everything for us. There's not the slightest doubt in my mind. So those people that are ambivalent about prayer in the Lord, I have a brother-in-law that when we would pray before every meal, he'd sit and watch television, and he got very sick, and now he quotes scripture. It doesn't really matter when you find the Lord, if you find him and you're honest about it. But I will tell you that this is the most amazing revelation to me and my family, and I'm trying to be, you can't make up for what happened in the past, but I'm trying to be the best Christian I can be and honor the Lord, and I pray every day, like I said, and it's I didn't mean to go on and on, but it's so important to me. And if I could have any effect on anyone, just for the experience I've had, and watch, like I said, nurses and people come into that just treated my wife on their shift, and well up in tears, and they always mention her and God, always. It's for real. And I know many of your listeners have probably experienced miracles, and I certainly have, and I just pray every morning and every night, and even driving in my car, that the miracle will continue for my family. So that's kind of like my walk, you know?
Well, you've taken us, Michael, on a riveting, riveting journey. Of course, the way that you explain it, because it's pouring out of your heart. So many things are fresh in what God is doing in and through your life. There are a couple of things. You know, today when we listen to what Michael has shared about God's work in his wife Estelle and in their family, Lonnie, God touching someone's heart in such a riveting way. I did hear Michael say, he said, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how or when, essentially, this is not verbatim, but really that you come to the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I would say in light of that, somewhat of a challenge. And my challenge would be that it does matter in the sense that the scripture says, today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. There is a certain urgency that the scriptures convey, that the Lord conveys. And that's why in the tough moment, yes, but maybe even in a smooth or joyous moment, perhaps that is also the time for you. Maybe now is that moment for you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lonnie, as we listen to Michael, as we share these things, could you lead in a prayer for someone today who may be open to receiving the Lord? And before you pray, Lonnie, maybe you have a thought or two to share with us.
Yeah, as he shared about, you know, don't wait until you desperately need are desperate before the Lord to pray. Frankly, that's okay too. Sometimes that's where God meets us best, is when we don't have any defense. And I think of Michael Green and the powerful attorney he's been defending so many other people, but he was defenseless against what he was going to lose. And it just touches my heart that God can meet anybody anytime where they're at. And if you're out there listening and you are at a moment of, you have no defense, you have no answers, you have no way out, you're desperate, as Michael Green was, I want to pray for you that the Lord would come and meet you where you're at, but more importantly, that you would be willing to let him in, because I know he's already there and I know he's waiting. He waited for me. He waited for Danny. He waits for all of us. So I just lift this up, this prayer up to you, a very simple one. Lord, I pray that as our listeners reach out to you, Lord, you would be there in such an amazing way, a clear way that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is you and that you love them without condition, without concern, without judgment, no matter what has been in their past, no matter what shame, what sorrow they bring before you, Lord, that everyone at the sound of my voice would open their hearts to you, because you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. So, Father, be there in a mighty way. Mm-hmm. And Father, I pray that if there's anybody that is being held back by any stronghold, that you would break that by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, that they would be able to see through the pain, the walls, the suffering, the depression, whatever it is, Lord, break through and find freedom in you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lonnie, thank you for that. And our thanks to Michael Green for those hope-filled words that he shared. MichaelJGreen.com. My friend, our friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, as Lonnie has just encouraged us to open your heart to Christ, we believe this is the perfect moment to do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance. Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Michael Green, michaeljgreen.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.